WWE.com today.
Haiti is rocked again by an aftershock. That's over 6 on the Richter scale. Hey, everybody, that's where we start America Tonight this hour. Kate Delaney at the helm of the ship. We're maintaining some rough waters up ahead, certainly, when it comes to the people of Haiti. I think the saddest picture I saw on the day was the thousands of people who were carrying everything that you can imagine on their back. Think plastic bags, their life in a plastic bag, suitcase if they had one, just about anything that they had left to call theirs, just flooded the port in Haiti's capital, hoping to get on a ferry that was headed to far western Haiti. There was one boat, and they were just trying to crowd it. Sadly, you know what sadly it reminded me of? War of the Worlds. Remember the Tom Cruise movie and all the people trying to get on the boat? It really looked like that. It looked like the boat was going to sink. So 8 days later, you have an aftershock. You still have a survivor. Wow, that's amazing. A young survivor after all this time. See, that's the rainbow in this whole thing. While people are digging and medical teams are coming from all over the place, and I'm sure they feel like they're not making a lot of headway because they know that there's so many people down the road that still need medical care or need food or need a place to stay. There are things that are happening that are positive, and I believe when you find, whether it's a 70-year-old or a 6-year-old kid or whoever it is, but you continue to find these people in the rubble, that, again, is a sign to me. So people are reaching out in all kinds of different ways in the U.S. to try to figure out how to help. There is no – people want a monetary figure because so many of us are goal-oriented, right? And you're used to that with charities. Well, our goal is to raise however – much money. So I laugh when people throw out figures because there is no figure. No money. There is no cap on the amount of money the people would need to try to flourish there. If we've already, by a guesstimate, raised just in this country over $250 million, that's tremendous. But $250 million isn't enough. And what about the other countries? By the time you clear the city out, by the time you rebuild, by the time you do whatever you can to help the people, including the food, the daily food, the water, all that stuff, you know, again, there is no definite figure because you don't know what the cap is. You know, there's no cap on this. So a round of applause to everybody in the U.S. for what you're doing. And it's all, you know, it's all creeds, it's all backgrounds, it's people that are from different political parties, and that's why I said this before last week. I'm so proud to be an American because of the outpouring that I'm seeing from Americans, no doubt. All right, we move from the desperate situation still in Haiti, just 8 days later, to the fallout from Scott Brown, the now senator-elect from Massachusetts. The Democrats obviously didn't have their act together. He ran a smart campaign. And who was this guy from nowhere going up against the Attorney General, Martha Coakley, who didn't really run much of a campaign to fill the shoes of Ted Kennedy to jump into that open seat that he had held on to his death for 40-plus years. I mean, 4-plus decades. And I just think it was complacency, really, that got them there. But moving forward from the demise of the Democrats in that seat to what happens to health care, I thought it was interesting. The president did an exclusive interview with George Stephanopoulos from ABC, and I caught that. And here's a little slice of what Obama said about Brown and the situation.
The Senate certainly shouldn't try to jam anything through until Scott Brown is seated. People in Massachusetts spoke. He's got to be part of that process. So that's point number one. I think point number two is that it is very important to look at the substance of this package and for the American people to understand that a lot of the fear-mongering around this bill isn't true. I would advise that we try to move quickly to coalesce around those elements of the package that people agree on. That we know that we need insurance reform, that health insurance companies are taking advantage of people. We know that we have to have some form of cost containment, because if we don't, then our budgets are going to blow up. And we know that small businesses are going to need help so that they can provide health insurance to their families.
All right, so smart play, I believe, by the president in saying, knowing, and this is what Jim Webb said, the senator, I said this last night, from Virginia, you know, hey, wait till this guy gets seated before you try anything here. And John McCain came out and said, you know, let's get this guy in here and seated and in the voting line. Let's get him in the chow line in chamber. So it's a strong message, I think, that was sent, that Americans are furious with, I believe, they're furious with the health care stance. That was the true thing that really got under everyone's skin. And honestly, part of it was the way the Democrats went about it. And this was the problem from the very beginning. You know, there's an art to this thing. And how can it be, it's mind-boggling, how can it be that in a place like Massachusetts that couldn't be more liberal, how could a guy like Scott Brown, who was not a known name there, was just a regular guy driving around in his truck with a family, a couple of daughters, grown daughters, teenage daughters, how is it that this guy gets out there, really hustles, shakes a lot of hands, gets the message out, hey, this is what I'm going to do. I mean, really, Scott Brown, and I looked into some of what he had to say, and he slants a little more libertarian, really, than Republican. I mean, he is a Republican, but in looking at some of the things that he talked about on the trail, I thought it was a little bit more in that direction. So he got the word out to the people who were frustrated, who weren't happy with the status quo. And, you know, Brown says that his deal is just, we've heard this before, but let's see. He's saying his deal is he's going to go there and he's going to fight for the people, and that's what it's about. And he's a fresh voice in Washington, and he's the voice that effectively for the Democrats kills their version of health care or health insurance reform the way it sits now in the Senate, because there's just no way that he's going to vote for that. And obviously they know that as well. But the president, I think, was smart to say that. Wait until he gets seated and then move from there. I mean, why not, obviously, instead of trying to ramrod it. And that's exactly the words we've been using for months, for 5-6 months. It's certainly beyond the appearance stage of what was happening in that debate. Too many people were shut out of it, and there were too many closed-door meetings at the end. A couple of other things that are going on that we're going to fill you in on. Later on the show, we're going to lighten the load somewhat. I don't know how many people are fans of science fiction. I can imagine there's a few of you. And this past year, at the tail end of the year, there were a couple of films that came out. District 9 was one. Paranormal Activity was another one. Both got a lot of buzz. Paranormal Activity, huge at the box office. They made it for a song and made a ton of money at the box office. So obviously people are interested in it. And I'm curious as to what you think is the greatest sci-fi movie of all time. Yeah. That's coming up at the end of this hour here on America Tonight. Next, we're going to talk about the rain that's pounding California. Stay with us.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations, and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com, or call 1-866-OLD seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Diseased organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Under our Bad Boys file, you're going to love this. Former Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick. There's slime. Has to pay back, get this, $300,000 to the city. He's got 90 days to do it. Good for the judge who laid the hammer down on Kwame. Yeah, he was pretty harsh, too. He said Kilpatrick wasn't honest with the city, that his conduct was reprehensible, and that he showed contempt. Kilpatrick was stunned, I think. He was just silent during the whole hearing, shaking his head occasionally here and there. But here's the scoop. If he fails to pay back the money, it results in a probation violation hearing. Because remember, here's the deal with this Kilpatrick nonsense. He agreed to pay $1 million in restitution in 2008 as part of the pleas in two criminal cases. But then he requests that his monthly payments be reduced. He said he lowered the payments from $6,000 to $3,000 because his pay in his new job as a salesman had fallen, so he didn't have the money. But what the prosecutors are saying, oh, yeah, right, he's hiding his assets. He was moving large sums from bank accounts in his name to those under his wife's name. So they nailed him for it, which I think is a beautiful thing. Since he lives in a huge mansion in Southlake, Texas, which is a wealthy suburb of Dallas. And they got him. They got him good, and we'll see. I mean, he's driving around in SUVs. I've seen him. He's driving around in SUVs, sporting a mink stole, wrapped in a mink stole when it was cold. Give me a break. He just needs to take off his rings, his watches, turn them all in, and sell his house, and he can pay back all the money. I mean, you know what he spent? He spent the money at restaurants and golf courses like nobody's business. And then he was in Gucci buying a pair of shoes for $600. Uh-huh. Like I said, I've seen him in his ride, so I know. Kwame Kilpatrick is the bad boy of the day. Let's move to Massachusetts and the bad news for the Democrats before we jump to California and the heavy rain. It's been really bad there. They're worried about mudslides. Now it's all about health care in this bill, because this is Obama's deal to get this to get this passed. So now the president is asking the folks on the Hill to kind of get together and focus on, if you will, the popular. Was there popular parts? The popular parts of the legislation, which would be, I mean, we know what they are. The deal with pre-existing conditions, malpractice insurance would certainly be one of them. So is there going to be a less ambitious bill from the Democrats' point of view that's coming out? Because now the 60th Senate seat is gone. There's no way. We know that Brown's not going to vote for that. But the president's saying don't jam the bill through and scale down the proposal to what he called the elements of the package that people agree on. And the parts that people agree on were very few, but they were the obvious, I think, layup ones. One of them I just mentioned, and the malpractice deal, too. I don't know. It takes 218 votes to pass legislation in the House, right? A majority of House Democrats opposed, if you remember, a tax on high-cost insurance plans in the Senate bill that labor unions, hello, a core Democratic Party part and parcel constituency, see as a direct hit on their members. And then the abortion issue of where is the money paying and restricting taxpayer money for abortion. So, hey, a week ago, the House and the Senate Democrats were working out the differences in the bills, and it looked like they thought it was going to happen. But Brown's upset win and stepping into that seat, that just, you know, caused the whole thing off. Mm. All right, let's move to Don, who's listening to us in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, going once again, don't count those chickens for the roost, huh?
Yeah, think that it's a, you think, you know, you're talking to people, you're leaking, and they were leaking out information. Oh, it looks like we're going to get this thing done, and of course it's not. It's not going to be in this version anyway, for sure.
Now, I got a few things for you tonight, Kate. First of all, you know, I was wondering, you know, with all that American military and all that stuff going into Haiti, and I started thinking, you know, they're within fighter jet range of Venezuela, and I guess old fat boy Chavez thinks that he's getting ready to be invaded.
Oh, secretly, I wish that. Trust me.
I know, but anyway, by the way, I did see Book of Eli this weekend. It did come out.
Oh, was it good? Well, tell us, was it good? Would you give it an A, B, or C?
I give it like a C plus, B minus, right there. But and my favorite actor is Denzel. You know, like I said, the only hang up I got on the guy is he's a Lakers fan. But you know, the thing was is that I need you to go check this movie out because it's got one of those twists of an ending which makes it a good flick. You know, but kind of like remember The Sixth Sense where you're watching it and then you all of a sudden realize that you know Bruce is dead and you're going what? So and you're going back in your mind. Okay, where can I figure it out? You know, and it's kind of got one of those endings where the ending you're sitting there going, well, yeah, I should have been able to figure this out somewhere along the line. You know, and in any case, though, so hopefully I'll like it. Well, you'll go see it, and then I'm going to ask you what you think. So,
you know, what I did see a movie. I saw Lovely Bones because I read the book like 10 years ago, and I saw that movie. And it was directed. It was put together by Peter Jackson. He even wrote it, adapted it for the screen. And actually, that was a pretty good movie.
That's what I hear. A lot of people went to see that, and they said it was, and it actually did pretty well at the box office. Of course. Avatar's still on top. I mean, it probably will be for, you know.
For a long time.
They're up like $1.6 billion worldwide in the U.S. But in any case, so hey, I gotta share something with you, which will lead to two last things here. I don't know if you, I had to laugh when I heard this, but the South Korean government evidently, gave, their government workers half a day off on Wednesday. And the idea behind the half a day off is they want to, because they're government employees, they're supposed to set the example for the rest of the country, and they told them to go home and make babies.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not. And I guess the reason behind this is that South Korea has one of the lowest, child birth rates in the world, even lower than Japan, and Japan's is really low. You know, mm-hmm. and so they're encouraging people to have babies, and so they gave their government workers a half day off for the intent purpose of, and of course my part to that is I just kind of laughed because I thought, so this guy comes home and his wife's like, hey, what are you doing home early? And he goes, boy, I got a surprise for you. What are you supposed to make a baby? Of course she goes, she replies, well, I'm just not in the mood. And he'd be like, really? Well, they say you're going to jail if you don't, so. Not following the law.
Oh, that's brutal.
And by the way, last week when we were talking about the internet, and I phoned it out there a couple of times, and all the things that you can get for free on the internet, which are reflecting to how many jobs are being lost, I believe, in America. I mean, 10 out of every 100 Americans are not working right now.
Mm.
And it was, and it's typically been just 5 out of 10. Well, the government flips that around and they say, well, if 95 out of every 100 people are working, then that's pretty good, And
mm-hmm.
But once it gets up around 10 to 15%, right around there, that's when, things start to look really dismal. And I guarantee you, Kate, 5 out of every of those 10 Americans that are not working right now have lost their job due to something that people get free on the internet now. I can tell you right now, you're dealing with the Postal Service, their volume is down big time.
Oh, it is,
because,
yes.
Netflix has helped them out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, people can do things, getting fax letters or email letters, and, they would have used to have to write it, and your music industry, people are taking music off of the thing, and they're not even selling near the amount of albums and CDs that they were selling 10, 15 years ago. And then one of the last things that I happened to mention was, you can even get your porno off the internet there, and you just laughed at me about that. And just all y'all good listeners who may or may not like me around America, Kate, that I don't have a computer, so. So I don't get into internet porno. I didn't want anybody to think that that was one of my things. So I don't get into porno at all. So I don't have a personal computer, and I'm trying to stay in the 20th century, I guess, or something. But anyway, though, just I'm just throwing these things out there. You can go over a lot of them.
I understand. I understand about the trying to keep out of too much technology. I got you there. Sometimes we get overloaded with the iPhone, the Blackberries, the computers, the personal computers, crazy stuff. Coming up next, Obama's nominee to lead the TSA withdrawals.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Someone who cares.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by. And accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Tonight we're starting a new segment called What's in the Headers? And What's in the Headers refers to what's in the headlines that are left in the traditional newspapers anyway. And I actually got a great one the other day from Dennis McMahon, our smooth as silk attorney that listens to us in Vermont on WVMT. His emails are priceless, and they've been coming for years. And he sent me this link to the New York Post, which I read, but I thought it was funny. The headline under New York Post top today's top stories. Here's the headline. You ready for this? Huge kick in the mass for Prez. That is good. It's good. It would be very cool, I think, back in the day when newspapers were alive and thriving, to have the job of writing the headlines. They used to have, when they had bigger budgets, that's what somebody would do. They might edit a little copy, but they would come up with the headlines. Kind of like an editor coming up with the title for a book. I'm reading, and we're going to have on the show, the two guys who wrote the book Game Change, the one that's talking about the behind-the-scenes juicy stuff with Hillary Clinton and Harry Reid's comments that were controversial a couple of weeks ago. And they talk about the, one of them in something I read talked about the editor coming up with the name of that book, but that headline is priceless. Huge kick in the mass for the press. So what's in the headers? We're going to do a little segment on that on ATN, and that starts tomorrow. More stuff to look forward to. If you find anything great in your local paper, send it to me. And if we think it's good and we use it, we'll send you a free book from our library of books here on America Tonight. Seriously, so americatonight.net. Also, quickly, speaking of what's coming up on America Tonight, don't forget we have Nail the Score. Nail the Score. That's in our third hour. AFC or NFC championship game, I don't know. The computer in our plush studios at the Mothership in Minneapolis will actually make the choice, as you know, between either the AFC championship game, which is the Colts and the Jets, or the NFC game, which would pit Minnesota taking on New Orleans in Saints territory. And we'll see which one it is, and then we'll roll out Nail the Score. We have a new victim who's going to participate this time around because, as always, I mean, they're like teenagers. Donovan, our main man here, the technical maestro running America Tonight, Donovan Madsen, and, of course, Matt Johnson split the show. So it's kind of like, I think it's according to the calendar, when the moons shift, they shift days that they're working, and they've got a new schedule rolling. So Donovan gets to participate and Nail the Score. Donovan, I bet you are thrilled beyond belief to be taking part in this tomorrow.
I'm just hoping I can match Andrew Zellner's performance and get it right out of the gate.
It was unbelievable. He said to me, I don't know anything about sports, not really. He didn't say I didn't know anything, but he said, I'm not really a big sports person. Boom, he nails the score. Only person nailing the score. Ever. Ever. I mean, you got to keep in mind, this little invention of Nail the Score, I came up with when I was doing a sports show in New York. Now, there it was limited to New York teams. Nobody nailed the score ever. Then in Dallas, same thing. It was the Cowboys and whoever they took on doing a sports show. Boom. And here we are on America Tonight. And so for some fun and frivolity, I decided, ah, let's roll this out. And so we did. And we have so much fun. And you and all of you listening that participate are just a hoot when you do this. I mean, really, it's so much fun. But I really want to crown someone champion. Andrew Zellner is not, he's not eligible. He wasn't eligible for the prize or any of that stuff. But here he, out of the chute, boom. It's like beginner's luck. That's what they say with cards. Talk about beginner's luck. He absolutely had it because he nailed the score. Mm. All right, the conversation is, should the Democrats forge ahead on health reform? A lot of people are talking about that. I think they're not going to be able to forge ahead. That's what I think is going to happen. But, boy, I'll tell you that all the way along, starting in November, it seemed like the ducks were in the row. You kept hearing Senator Harry Reid say, we're getting close, we're getting close, we're getting close. And now it just killed it, I think, with what happened in Massachusetts the other day. Not killed it for good, but killed the versions we're seeing right now. I said I would tell you about this story about the TSA nominee. There was a lot of people who were, frankly, just, I don't know what the word is I'm looking for, I guess stunned at the choice. Remember, Obama, the guy that he wanted to lead the Transportation Security Administration, ended up withdrawing his name. His name is Errol Southers. And he said he was pulling out because it had become, his nomination had become a lightning rod for people with political agendas. So he decided, you know, I'm not going to do that because, you know, this is the problem. There's nobody leading the TSA, right? And we're in the midst of what happened on Christmas Day, new rules, new things that the Homeland Security wants to put in place, new things that the TSA is supposed to do. So this is bad. I mean, you have to have someone that's there that's the point person. You have to have a point person. It's like we're saying in Haiti, you have to have a point person. You just do, because somehow when you're trying to shore up security or at least have some meetings and share some thoughts, somebody has to be accountable. Right? So Errol Southers is no longer that guy. And why? It was misplaced, I think, in the first place. I don't think that he was the right guy to head the TSA. You know, Southers said, I'm not a politician, I'm a counterterrorism expert, and you know, they took a person who was apolitical and politicized my career. And he's right. I mean, you have to be able to do the dance if you're going to be running the TSA, especially now. And so there are a few people who are very, very happy about this, because there were a lot of questions raised about a reprimand that Southers got for running background checks on his then estranged wife's boyfriend a couple of decades ago. He's a former FBI agent who wrote a letter to the guys and gals on Capitol Hill. I've come to that now. That's what I refer to them as. To the lawmakers, acknowledging that he had given inconsistent answers to Congress on the issue. Sorry, you lied. You're done. Because we know there's enough cover-ups already, so forget about it. That's what he did. In an October affidavit for the Senate Homeland Security Committee, he initially said he asked a San Diego police employee to run that check. And then it turns out that a day after the committee approved his nomination and sent it to the full Senate, he wrote to the senators, told them that he was incorrect, that he had run, ready for this, background checks a couple of times himself. So it's really hard to say, oh, whoops, I forgot that. The White House accepted his withdrawal. They say it's with great sadness, and they thought he would have made an excellent TSA administrator. But, hey, the government is still trying to answer the riddle to how is a guy able to carry out a possible bomb, a blow-up a plane on a Northwest Airlines flight from Amsterdam to Detroit. They're still trying to figure out that. And not to have someone at the helm of the TSA is a big mistake. Certainly there are qualified people. You know, I'll say this again, because I was asked this in an email from a guy named Dick who listens to us in Vermont. And he actually is a pretty thoughtful email in giving suggestions as to what he thinks security should be and asking me what I thought about the whole profiling thing. And I think when we talk about profiling, I think what should be done is clearly, and I'd love to hear somebody really address this, step up to the plate, who wants to leave the TSA. How about somebody who puts the right security people in place, or as many as you possibly can, who have a trained eye to look at things that aren't right? I mean, to see somebody nervous, see somebody not something that's definitely amiss when they're going through security. I bet that half of us in this audience, half of us, even if we're not trained in security, but half of us could probably pick out folks that might be hiding something better than some of the people that are employed by the TSA now. You know, they're getting paid a little bit over minimum wage, to be fair. And these aren't, for the most part, ex-cops or ex-law types who might be able to see things that aren't right, that look a little amiss. So you pull somebody out of the line like they do in Israel. So wouldn't it be great if we had somebody leading the organization who could actually do that, not somebody who was making up excuses and covering up for something they did before? So Southers couldn't have been the guy. He was the wrong guy all the way around for this. No question about that. So actually, it gives the White House a chance to maybe get it better. But I don't think that they're going to get the right person in place, judging by Janet Napolitano, who really should not be the Homeland Security Director. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to talk a little sci-fi. Yeah. District 9, Paranormal Activity. Anybody out there, have you seen those movies? Do you like sci-fi movies? 800-259-5791. Have you seen a flying saucer?
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Officially starts tomorrow in America Tonight, but, you know, we're just giving you a little preview, right? It's kind of like a trailer that they have in the movies. So the Herald just has a picture of Scott Brown saying in big, big headlines, he did it, of course. And why? Thanks to the independents, 51% of independents who are now the majority in the state of Massachusetts. I said this before, so it's not so much about the Republican victory. It's the idea that you have the independents who won out because they voted for Brown. They didn't go in the opposite direction. I thought we'd lighten the load, so to speak, and talk a little sci-fi here. Probably because I came across a movie the other night called District 9. It's a movie I heard a lot about. We previewed it on one of our movie segments on America Tonight, which, by the way, we'll have movies back again by popular request. That'll happen tomorrow. A couple of the hot movies, some of the trailers, we'll let you hear those, but and give you our 2 cents on them. But District 9 got some pretty decent reviews, and it was a Peter Jackson movie again. And in this movie, It's a spaceship over Johannesburg, and it's sitting there, and they finally decide they've got to go up and do something about it. And it ends up, I don't want to give away all the details, but basically the aliens are called prawns. They call them prawns. And, I still want to tell you the one main deal in this movie, but let's just say it's kind of like that idea of being probed and what happens when you're probed by the aliens, and could you transform into an alien? Remember the V series? Yeah, something along those lines. I thought it was pretty decent. And Donovan also happened to see that movie, too. And what did you think of that movie?
Well, as an extended metaphor for apartheid, it made me distinctly uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that was the point of the movie, and so mm-hmm. I have to give it credit for being very, very good at conveying its message. I liked it, despite the fact that I didn't like it.
Right, because it made you feel uncomfortable, which is exactly what I thought, and immediately I picked up the apartheid thing right away. Now, there were a lot of Nigerian people who were upset with that movie, because if you remember Donovan in the slums, they were calling them the Nigerians who had the guns and were right there in District 9 too. I remember that when it came out, but absolutely that the movie was intended to do that, and it did that. Now, sci-fi is a broad category, and there are a lot of movies that fall into that category, like Paranormal Activity, that just blew away folks at how much they needed to make the film and how much it actually raked in incredible numbers. And it counts under the sci-fi category, certainly loosely. I'll tell you a movie that I liked that would fall into the same category. Maybe it's a little bit too pop culture-y, but in the 80s, remember a movie called Blade Runner? And it wasn't necessarily a huge commercial success originally. I don't think so. But there were some wild things that you saw in this movie that I liked. And, you know, Harrison Ford played a pretty dark guy in this one. And ultimately, the depiction that you got from Blade Runner of this neon-lit L.A. that is just kind of a mashup of cultures, of Western and Eastern cultures, I thought really hit the mark. And there was real fear that you felt in watching Blade Runner. Did you see Blade Runner by any chance, Donovan?
That's actually one of my favorite movies.
I love it. Yeah. And did you think that's right? Harrison Ford is pretty dark in this, and there's Rutger Hauer's in it too as well. And I mean, it's good. I think it's a classic.
Well, it's definitely a thinking movie too, mm-hmm. which is one aspect that I really enjoy about it.
Yeah. Absolutely, that would make my list. Now, another one that's a throwback movie, and I didn't like the subsequent movies after, because, of course, once it becomes successful, that's what they do. But I can remember feeling a sense of suspense, I guess. So for a different reason, I would put the original Alien on the list. I mean, I have to go back and watch. It's been a long time since I've seen it. But again, in this one, you know, you have the female, the heroine, who's Ripley, who's Sigourney Weaver, and the alien creature that ultimately, remember, coming out of the stomach, and you could feel that incredible, I think you could feel the incredible fear and not knowing what was coming at every twist and turn. And then here you have the opposite thing. You've got a crew of a spaceship who are stalked by this monster that is unstoppable and destroys the people on the ship. And, of course, the heroine is not destroyed. But bit by bit, you watch everybody else fall apart in this movie. So I would probably put it on the list, too. By the way, you can send me what you think is the best sci-fi movie of all time, because now it's making a big comeback. At americatonight.net, americatonight.net. And if you happen to be a fan of those movies, you can also call me at 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. All right, Donovan, this is definitely up your alley. So you said that you liked Blade Runner 2 as one of your favorites, so we definitely agree on that. What else would make your list?
Well, you already picked my alternate choice, which was Alien.
Mm-hmm.
Although I can't decide whether I like Alien or Aliens more.
Aliens, maybe.
But call me geeky, but I'm also a fan of the second Star Trek movie, Wrath of Khan.
Oh, I like Wrath of Khan.
Best of the bunch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Wrath of Khan, in that one, you know, that the whole idea was killing Spock, you know. So you know, they killed Spock, the Wrath of Khan. That's what happened in the Wrath of Khan. It was shocking, I guess, would be the word for it. So I would say the Wrath of Khan, that's an 80s movie, too. That would make my list. It's funny, I'm not a Trek person. I didn't watch the Star Trek show, really. I'm sure I've seen one or two. But the movies, some of the movies I definitely liked, and I think that would make my list too. Like I said, there are a lot of different directions. When you say sci-fi, there's a lot of different directions that you could go in with this. I mean, even Terminators would make the list. I'll tell you one, this is another one that kind of falls into sci-fi, and I think it's one that kind of jars you when you don't really know what it's about. But people forget Mel Gibson was Mad Max, you know, Mad Max. And the original Mad Max was so brutal and, I don't know, raw and just, it was just a frightening what the people did. I don't want to give all these storylines away in case you haven't seen any of these, but Mad Max had kind of a creepy feeling to it. It's a different kind of, it falls into the sci-fi category, but a different kind of a sci-fi, I think. Yeah, and there are plenty of movies from the 50s that some people would remember that would make some lists. The Invisible Man, I think that was even before that. You could put, you could also put on the list from way back when. I'm trying to see. I just saw a movie that was from the 50s. And it was an interesting movie. I wasn't scared to death watching it, but I thought, wow, how would you feel watching this in the 50s? I think with the feel of the theater, because now, of course, we watch on our, we watch through our computers, and that's not the same as being in the theater. And then you had even scary movies, which were, some of them were sci-fi, that you would see in the at the drive-in. I know what it was. The original The Day the Earth Stood Still. And it was, it really gave you the kind of feel of the U.S. versus the USSR. You had your alien figure. And the special effects for then, I think if you were seeing this like in a drive-in, would be really freaky. The flying saucer, the robot, and pretty convincing for the 50s, certainly. All right, you can send me those if you've got any to americatonight.net. And if you've seen any flying saucers, you can send me those reports too.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit. It's the only way.